I want to add on something to what I said yesterday, Ha'ara, that a number of you actually spoke about or mentioned it last night. We came by yesterday, before we see the places inside, I'll say that we came out of Maisa yesterday that we have two approaches to Chiyuv Bedikas Chametz Midrabanan. One approach, we're going to call it the Rashi approach, which is Marshal type stuff, and Rabbi Nadovit said, and I said yesterday, it's the Pashup Shad and Rashi, that the Gedda Bedikas Chametz Rabanan, whatever the reason was, why they were Cheshish, why they said the Bittul's not enough, it's because we're using A, B, C, D, it's making a difference. But the Gedda of the Bedikas Chametz Rabbanon was, well, the Chazal said, go back and do the rice this way, not that way. That means this is the Gedda of the Rabbanon was, how should you take care of by Rabbi Moshe? Like we explained yesterday, like, that was the Gedda of the Rabbanon. So it's not the Pshat that because of this Chash you have to go do it. The Pshat is there two ways to take care of by Rabbanon, either Bittul or Bedikah and beer. Chazal said, because of all types of reasons, pick this way, do that way. But that's the Gedda of the Rabbanon. Very Gishmak Pavart. In Taisus, it's clear not like that. In Taisus, it's clear that Bittul takes care of Bayiro, and we're done with Bayiro. And now there's a new Zach called Shami Avalachle, which is a freestanding Takana, which Chazal made a Takana to go to Bedikas Chametz, or you shouldn't come to eat it. That's what I like this Rashi and Taisus. I want to put down a Ha'or. I was talking yesterday to a few of the Magidi Shurim, and it's Takat Sarachim. There's a big problem over here. I want to shtel a kash here. I want to explain what I'm saying. Why is Chomet Sha'ar al Pesach Asr? Why is Chomet Sha'ar al Pesach? I mean, it's Chomet Sha'ar al Pesach Asr. I mean, the person who had Chomet during Pesach, and he wasn't allowed to have the Chomet. Be careful while I'm saying it. The person who had Chomet over Pesach, he wasn't allowed to have the Chomet. So when it comes to Pesach, it's Chomet Sha'ar al Pesach is awesome. Why? So there are two shittas. There's one shita, which is not La Halacha, that is a derisa to Gedin, there's a Pesach. It's three psukim. And the third pasuk is, come and teach me Chomet Sha'ar al Pesach. Before Pesach, it's also after Pesach, it's also during Pesach. It's a pasuk that teaches me Chomet Sha'ar al Pesach. But we're not passing like that, we're passing like Rava. And Chomet Sha'ar al Pesach is a knas. What's a knas? Says the Gemara of Tasmar Aleph, that if a person had chametz on Pesach and he was over by Rabbi Motze, so you're over. It's a knas. As he's like, knas the Gemara of Tasmar Aleph, knas the causes over Avol by Rabbi Motze. I want to stop it. It's a knas. And that's why that's the pasuk by the way that's halacha. The chametz over Pesach is also midrabban. It's a midrabban. It's a mishnah. And it's a knas because you're everybody Rabbi Motze. Now, Nevziyana, Namazan, let's see. Although this day, the Chomet Sha'ar al Pesach is also is when you did Bittul or you didn't do Bittul. If you didn't do Bittul and you're everybody Rabbi Motze, and you didn't do anything, if a guy didn't do Bittul, he didn't do Bedika, right? The guy's a Pesheya, he doesn't do Bittul, we'll take the little soft and scratch. If a guy didn't do Bittul, the guy didn't do Bedika. So he's everybody Rabbi Motze, he's a Shegetz. So the Chomet is not only also to eat on Pesach, it's also even after Pesach. Why? I eat after Pesach. Yom Tov's over already. Everyone's eating pizza. It's a knas. You don't have to say that you were shaking. You should have gotten rid of this chomets. Fine, that's good. What happens if the guy went ahead and did Bittul? What happens if he did Bittul? What happens if he went ahead and did Bittul? He was about to do chomets. He's not everybody all wants to do chomets. He did what he needed to do. He didn't do Bedika. A guy who did Bittul and didn't do Bedika. A guy who did Bittul, does he have a dinner chomets over Pesach or not? I mean, just in case, a guy did Bittul. He wasn't the Shegetz. He did Bittul, he covered himself with the Reiser. And he didn't do Bedika. He left the Chomets around. He's not Meseder, by the way, I got he was over around the Rabbanon. He did the Bedika's Chomets. He left the Chomets around, but he wasn't everybody around the Chomets with the Reiser. Is he Chomets over Pesach? Is he over Chomets over Pesach or not? Do we give him the Knas? Do we give him the Knas based on the Rabbanon, or we give him the Knas only based on the Reiser? Who they cancel? One second, what is that? No, maybe the guy was over the rice, he can't. He took care of the rice, he took care of Bayerot. The Gemara's Lashon of Chavtes Medalte is concealed because he was over Bayerot Motzi. The guy wasn't over Bayerot Motzi. One second. I know what's wrong.
We go slow.
Oh, very good. Who said that? Who? That's Burger. Oh, he's like a decent. Yeah.
Check.
Yeah. Is that Pressburger? He's a new guy. I'll show you his afterwards. Yeah. He says we have a mashal on the information. Shmuel over here in Siman Aleph in the Sefer has a whole arichus about this topic. So we have a mashal. What does mashal say? Mashal said that we have a Tosfos. We have a Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph. The Tosfos said, what does Mishnah say on Daf Yud Aleph? You do bdikah before Yantif. You do bdikah during Yantif. You do bdikah after Yantif. We do bdikah after Yantif. What? I don't eat pizza. Teretz is chomet shalav pasach. And the mashal spoke out that Mishnah was talking about where you did what. Mashal spoke out, we did bittul already, correct? Mashal said, it has to be talking about you did bittul because you're more of these little types of shoshas. And by the way, Agav, Stam, I think the other one will agree, I don't need the mashal for it. All the Tosfos, but he also learns that all the Mishnayos were talking about where you did bittul. How does Tosfos learn? I mean, the Mishnayos were talking about where you did bittul. All the Mishnayos were talking about where you did bittul. I think it was chomets. So, there's a Mishnah that Viral that says that when a guy did bittul, but he didn't do bittika, he has to do bittika after the other, three Tosfos, correct? Why? Because chomets are pasach. I eat eating pizza beseder, but this chometz is not beseder. You're supposed to get rid of it. You're supposed to do bedikah, correct? So here's what I want to present. I want to say what should have been enough gemin of yesterday's raid. What should have been enough gemin of yesterday's raid was that a guy went ahead and did bittul. He took care of by Rabbi Deraisa. He didn't do bedikah, so he left the chometz around the whole yard. Yeah, I want to paint this in here. I'm saying more than enough gemin of yesterday's raid. A guy went ahead and did bittul. He wasn't over Rabbi Deraisa by Rabbi Monsef. But he left chametz around. He left his chametz around. The house was full of pantries, full of chametz. Everything else was chametz. Everything. He didn't do b'dikas chametz. He's a sheikh, by the way. He's a pesher. He's a bum. He didn't do b'dikas chametz. All that was b'dikas chametz. He didn't do b'dikas chametz. Is it chametz over Pesach? The Gemara says enough chametz. Chametz over Pesach is a knas because you're over by Yiro. This guy wasn't over by Yiro. He was over on the Rabbanon. Is it chametz over Pesach? Now I don't have a mafurish Gemara on this, by the way, because maybe all the dinim of chametz over Pesach were talking about where the guy didn't do bittul. All the cases of Chomet Shabbat Pesach, the guy didn't do bittul, he didn't do bittul, the real shaykh. What if the guy did bittul and didn't do bittul? Very interesting case. Do I also count him? So the information that I have is that there's a Mishnah that Yud Aleph that the feet place that says you do bittul Chomet Shabbat Pesach, where the Marshal said you did bittul already, and I'm meaning on not just the Marshal, the Pashtas of our place is that all the Mishnahs were talking about where you did bittul already. That's the Kashan Rashi. Why did you do bittul? You did bittul, correct? I mean, Tosfos took on all the Mishnahs to do bittul. So why is it also you have to Pesach? Because Chomet Shabbat Pesach, your shaykh is, you didn't do bittul. Why did you do bittul? So what? You're not Peseder, it's Chomet Shavah Pesach. But the Gemara says in Daf Chavtes that the reason Chomet Shavah Pesach is also because you're over by Yerua. So here's the test of yesterday's raid. Bish Lemelet Rashi, like he said, Bish Lemelet Rashi, that the gather of Takana B'dikas Chomet was that you didn't take care of by Yerua, so Midr Rice, you took care of by Yerua of Bittul. But Midr Rabban said Bittul's not the way to take care of by Yerua. You saw last yesterday, Shulchan Aruch Harab, that you're over by Yerua of Midr Rabban. You saw that last. You didn't do what the Bayer said to do. So then I could hear that even if a guy did bittul, but if he didn't do bedikah, and according to Rashi, bedikah is kadesh alav Bayer. So that's cool. You are over Bayer. You are over Bayer. Matzei. This is the last week of yesterday. Yeah, you are over Bayer. Matzei. Mid Rabbanan will be it. But the Rabbanan said you are over Bayer. Matzei. Mid Rabbanan you are over. Mid Rabbanan because Rabbanan said we look at it like a bittul, like he didn't do it. So then I understand beautifully that a guy who did bittul and didn't do bedikah, he will be over Chomet Shavah Pesach. Because Midr Rabbanan, he was over by Yerua, because Midr Rabbanan, he didn't take care of Yerua, that was the gather. But I have a kasha, but according to Tosfos, Allah Tosfos says that the Chi B'dikah Rabbanan was Shaykh B'chal to by Yerua. When you do bittul, you took care of it already. How do I know that? Again, because Tosfos says it's Chi B'dikah even when you don't have by Yerua, even after Pesach, there's no by Yerua there. Allah Tosfos says it applies to also B'chal having climb, but there's no by Yerua. So Tosfos holds that the B'dikah is a freestanding takana. It's a freestanding takana, which says that Shem Yavalach, the Rabbanan made a takana, you have to go to B'dikah's Chomets. So now I'm going to start my kasha. The guy went ahead and did bittul. He took care of by Yerua. He didn't do the takana of Hashem Yavalach. Is this chametz also after Pesach? No. Wait, what do you mean Hashem Yavalach? Why is it also? Why is it also after Pesach? The guy went ahead and did bittul. He took care of by Yerua. He didn't do bittik as a sheketz. Now the chametz is sitting there on the table, and he wants to eat it after Pesach. Why shouldn't you go to eat it? What knas? Who's over by Yerua? He was over Shem Yerua Lachle. Who said that starts all the knas? The Gemara's Lashon HaChavtes is you were over on by Yerua. You weren't over on Shem Yerua Lachle. I'm missing a kasha. The Mashal says that the Mishnah and Daf Yoram Beis is talking about a case where the guy did Bitul Bidin and Dubedika. And the reason why he needs to Dubedika after Yantav is why? Because of Chavajal Pesach, why is it awesome? What did he do wrong? He did Bitul. He didn't do Bidika? Okay, so it's not Pesach, it's a Shekas. Knas? The Knas was only for guys over by Yeros, says the Gemara Chavtes. This guy wasn't over by Yeros, over Shami Yavalachli. He's a Shekas, by the way. He didn't do the necessary precautions, okay? He was over on the Rabbanon, by the way. A guy who's over on the Rabbanon gets by Yeros by Motze? Is that true? According to the Marshal, it's a Mishnah. By the way, the Marshal learns the Mishnah over there. He's not talking about what he did. He didn't do Bittul over there. Then I understand. You didn't do Bittul, and you didn't do Bidika, so you're a mega shekit. You're a Rabbi Rabbi Matzi. Then I understand why it's awesome. But according to the Marshal of yesterday, where the guy did Bittul, and the reason why they do Bidika over there is Shem Yavala. So this guy, why are you canceling him? Why is he awesome? He's here as we're Rashi and Taisus part ways. Here's where Rashi and Taisus part ways. The fee Rashi that the gather of the Takana was that you didn't take care of Ayra, so we had a Lashon of Shulchan Aruch Rav yesterday who expressed everything I said the last 2 days. Together is that it's like you didn't do Bittul. We treat it as if you didn't do Bittul. Not Shulchan Aruch Shulchan Aruch Rav, like I printed out for you. We treat it as if you didn't do Bittul. If I didn't do a Bittul, so you're back in Ayra land, albeit the Rabbanon. So then I understand that if a whole Pesach goes by and you don't do what you're supposed to do, you're over by Yerah the Rabbanon, and it's a body of it, Isra. We can't see you. We say, listen, you're a Shekas, you're a guy. This Chavit, you're over by Yerah by Motzei the Rabbanon, not the Raisa. So according to Taisus, Halakoytas, once you do Bittul, you took care of Yerah by Motzei. No, boss, there's a new thing, Koshem Yerah Malach, which is a mitzvah the Rabbanon, and you make a Kosh, according to Taisus, it's all true. Beseder, I don't have a problem with that. But why you can't see you, the guy? Tell me, because you were over the Rabbanon of Bidika's Chavit, but that's not the Lashon of the Gemara Nechav Tess. The Lashon of the Gemara Nechav Tess is that you are over the Din of Bayro Matzei. That means what I'm saying is, I'm asking Akasha A, and B, what I'm saying is that on this Gemara Nechav Tess of Meral, Mechamed Shav HaPesach, have a huge mucker to the Shita of Rashi. Unless you tell me that it's not a mucker because the Din of Chamed Shav HaPesach was only said when a guy didn't do Bittul or a guy didn't do Bidika. Unless you tell me that the Din of Chamed Shav HaPesach was only when a guy didn't do Bittul or Bidika, which is a Shail and Nachorinim, the Shmuel clears the Shail. What happens if a guy didn't do? What happens if a guy did Bittul but didn't do Bidika? Does he have Chavach of Pesach? The Pashto of the Gemara is Mashmah in all cases. In which case, it's a very, very stark riot to yesterday's raid that the din of Bidika's Chavach goes back to the Baal Yerah no matter what. That's all. Base. In that light, let's learn the whole Tosfos inside now, and we will be Messiah this Chelek of the Inyan. Zok Tosfos. Perish of Korinthus Shalei Avah Baal Yerah Be'Motzeh. Rekosh Shalavi. Tosfos Akasha. Given the Torah Bittul Kedama V'Gomar Avoy the Torah Shevatam Midrash the Bittul B'Yamasagi Amai Yitzvich Chachom B'Tikra Klal. So Tosfos, we said already earlier this week, asks a practical question. Tosfos asks a practical question. Tosfos' practical question was, why L'maisa Midrabbanan Didi B'Tikra? Midrash the Nachanami Bittul takes care of it. So why did the Rabbanan require B'Tikra? So much practice. We give Venir Lari. The Avagav the Sagi Bittul B'Alma. That's part one of Taisus. Says Taisus, Midaraisa Bittul takes care of Ayurah by Matze. The reason why you need Bittikas Chomet Rabban is because Shem Yavul Achle. Says Taisus, and where do I have such a phenomenon called Shem Yavul Achle? It's a command of Yudam Abbas. Command of Yudam Abbas says that if there's a Kikah Bishmekar, there's a Kikah up in the attic, or up in the rafters, and the shaila is, should I go ahead and put a ladder? Do I have to go be matriach myself to get a ladder or not? So the moral over there says that it's totally in the shakla vataria of whether or not there's a higher chance, how much of a chance he's going to come to eat it, he won't come to eat it. And the shaila, whether or not we're matriach you to go bring a ladder or not, depends on how much of a chash there is that it's going to fall and you're going to eat it or not. That's Aleph. So he says a makra that you do b'tikas chametz, you do beer because of Shem Yavul Achle. It's the only place he brings down, by the way, it's very interesting. There are other gemaras earlier than that feud, where the Gemara brings down the concept called Shem Yavul Achle. For example, the Gemara says if you find the chametz in your house on Pesach and you can't touch it because it's mukhs, and you cover it over, Shem Yavul Achle. So the Taisus wasn't coming to prove that there's such a concept called Shem Yavul Achle. It was coming to prove that Shem Yavul Achle is a mechayev beer. Akubanim Taisus, the Yudam Abbas, found that B'tikas chametz or beer chametz is because of Shem Yavul Achle. As we're going to talk at length now, I want to take up on this Taisus and come over to Kamei Fan and listen carefully. Is this Gemara a kasha on Rashi or not? Well, nechzianam, let's see. Let's analyze. If Rashi, when he said, shalilava b'ayirah b'ayimotzei, meant to say a drabonim dika reason, if Rashi meant to say a drabonim dika reason, when Rashi said shalilava, he meant a drabonim dika reason, like the Ran says, we'll use it as an example, because the guy doesn't make a bittul with a full heart. So if he meant to say a reason why there's a drabonim, so there is a kasha from that yud. Over there, there's a different reason why you're doing bedika. Because Hashem Yavul Achle to steer. So if Rashi meant to say, okay, If Rashi meant to say that the reason why you do Bedikah Drabbana is because, let's say, because of the Ran, because the guy doesn't do Bedikah with a full heart. What would they say? There's a different reason why you have to do it. What would they say? Because of Shabbi Avalachlet, then Taisi is asking a good kasha on Rashi. But if we said anyway, like the Marshal, that Rashi over here wasn't coming to explain the Drabbana Dikah Bedikah, Rashi is coming to shtel avek the Bedikah Deraisa. And more than that, we said yesterday, the Fida Marshal, the Bedikah Deraisa is the whole Yisoid. That means, Rashi over here said, what is Bedikah? Bedikah is Shalayav Levosin. That's a derisive thinker concept. You want to know why is there a Drabbanan? Because of all types of reasons. Maybe because of Shami Avalachle, Ulai, Efshir. So then the Gemara over there is not a Shrek of Eshmit. I want to take a step back and ask a kasha. Rashi over here says you do Bedikah Shalayav Levosin, Vayar Rabbi Matze. The Gemara over there says you do because of Shami Avalachle, Stira. Is that a Stira? I'm asking a generic steer. Rashi over here says you do Bedikah Shalayav because of Ladav by Rav Matze. And the Gemara over there says you do Bedikah Shalayav because of Hashem Yavalach in the Kikra. One second. Is that a steer or not? Is according to the Mashal, it's not a steer, Bachal. Because according to the Mashal and the big raid that we said yesterday and I repeated just now, the Rashi in that base is not saying the intricate chashas of the Rabbanon, why the Rabbanon came along and said the Bittah doesn't work. That's not what Rashi was saying. Rashi was saying big raid. Rashi was telling Avek that the Yisoid of Bedikas Chametz is Vayirotik, period. Either said the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon went ahead and said, do the Deraisa this way. So Rashi Bechal wasn't addressing over here the Rabbanon reasons. You want to know why this is the Rabbanon? Maybe because of Shamir Avalachlai, maybe because of other reasons. Udai, Yamsha, I don't know. But Akoponim Lefi, the raid, the way we're stelling the Rashi, there's no cash for that. A person could, by the way, get up and ask a stira. Rashi over here says you do Bedikah because of Vayirotik. He says you do Bedikah because of Shamir Avalachlai. Is according to the raid that we said yesterday, like Korvul Zelzen, they have nothing to do with each other. Rashi over here is describing the gedder, that the reason why, what is Bedikas Chametz? I mean, the raisa of Bedikas Chametz is Shaladav by Rav Matzah, like everything we're speaking the whole week. And it could be there's a chashana. One second, that's Aleph. Beis. Rabbeinu Peres speaks out over here, that Bechal, that Gemara is not relevant. Rabbeinu Peres argues in the whole thesis. Rabbeinu Peres speaks not Moshe Rabbeinu Yechiel, that Bechal, that Gemara is not relevant. Because in that Gemara, there's no Raya Bechal that you do Bedikas Chametz because of Shari Yavalachle. Why not? And that Gemara says Rabbeinu Peres, Moshe Rabbeinu Yechiel, is talking about a case where the Chametz is in front of you. You have a kikur, it's sitting in front of you. Over there, we say, Shari Yavalachle, you might come to eat it. But Avada, if you'll ask me, do you do Bedikas Chametz because of Shari Yavalachle? Nechatesi. That Gemara is talking about a specific case. Says Rabbeinu Peres, means not Moshe Rabbeinu Yechiel, that the whole Gemara over there is not relevant. Bechal's not relevant. So I'm saying two things. One is, if you'll ask me a kasha stira from that Gemara to Rashi, so I'm saying, first of all, according to Mashal, it's not a stira. Because according to Mashal, that Gemara is addressing the Rabbanan Dikazach, and our Rashi is addressing the Derais Dikazach. That's Aleph. Beis, Rabbeinu Peres speaks out, Moshe Rabbeinu Yechiel, the Bechal is no kasha from there. Because that Gemara is Bechal not talking about Bedikas Chametz. That Gemara is talking about when you have Chametz, you do it in front of you. You have a kikur of lechem, you have a loaf of bread in front of you. You have to go take it because you have a loaf of bread. That's Aleph. Okay? Places learns not like that. Places learns that Gemara is a bucket. The reason why you didn't think it's Chametz is you have a loaf of bread. Aleph. But the kasha that I want to ask is the other way around. And here is a lumdish kasha. What I want to ask is the other way around. What is Shver on Rashi? That means to go ask on Rashi that here Rashi says because of Bayirah, the other Gemara says Shver Yavalach, like that Gemara is not Shver. Either that Gemara is not Shver like the Marshal said, or that Gemara is not Shver because Bechal is not relevant. But what there is a Fakir Shakasha, a Lom to Shakasha, and the whole Velt asks a Pli Atzuma. Frek the Velt, I don't understand. But we proved the whole week that Rashi, when he said Bayirah, I want him meant to say that why do you do Bedikas Chametz? You do Bedikas Chametz because there's two ways to take care of Bayi Rav Matze, and Chazal went ahead and said, this is the way you should take care of Bayi Rav Matze, but doing Bedikas, you're asking me why? All types of reasons. It doesn't interest me. But that's the gather. The gather is that there's a derisa of the Kazakh, so like the Sultan Rav says, Chazal said, this is the correct way to take care of Bayi Rav Matze, doing Bedikas, not doing Bittul. If that's true, Savamori the Kishayla, I don't understand. What does the Gemara say over there? The Gemara over there says that this kikur over there, and should you put up the ladder? Not put up the ladder. There's a chashash to come to eat it. You won't come to eat it. I want to ask the following kasha. And do you get the Gemara there that you don't have a base? You all saw it. That if there's no chashash, you're going to come to eat it because it's a far shot. It's okay, right? Kasha, why is it okay? The Mishnah says, Orla v'asa boitzkin es ha-chametz, because Chazal said that the only way to take care of Bayirah is by getting rid of the chametz. So what he told me, I'm going to come to eat this particular kikar. I won't come to eat this particular kikar. Chazal said that bittul doesn't work. So I don't understand. I have a kasha on Rashi from the Akamar.
Rashi holds that you always have to do bedika, because Chazal said that's the way to deal with Baal Yiroh. So I have a direct kash on the Gemara. A guy's sitting in his house, and he's staring at the kikar. He might come to eat it, he won't come to eat it, he will come to eat it. Okay, who cares? Eat it. Who cares if you can eat it or not? Baal Yiroh by Motzeh. He told me I took care of Baal Yiroh by Motzeh. Chazal said don't take care of Baal Yiroh by Motzeh. That's not the way to take care of Baal Yiroh by Motzeh. Chazal eradicated it all. Chazal said there's only one way to take care of Baal Yiroh by Motzeh. That's bedika and beer. So what are you hacking your cup with? Shall we have a lachla or not? I'm a forsher gemara against everything I said the whole week. Fergi Chakash, I don't understand. I don't understand. I can't hear you. That's what he's saying. I'm saying, why not? You have a Baal Yiroh by Motzeh. I'm asking a simple kasha. What is the gemara over there says, Tzad, I don't have to take a ladder. Why not? Because I won't come to eat. If your kasha loads up eating, what about Baal Yiroh by Motzeh? You tell me I did bittul, bittul doesn't work. Is there anybody like places that bittul takes care of Baal Yiroh by Motzeh and the entire shayla, Shem Yiroh Halach, and I'll tell you, you're going to come to eat, you won't come to eat. I understand it. But according to Rashi, that's not because of Shem Yiroh Halach. The reason why there's a custody after the bittul is Chazal said bittul doesn't work. So what allows? What do you mean? I won't come to eat it because it won't fall off the rafters. It's very tightly lodged there, so it won't fall off. Who cares? Who cares? Well, I said, our love also buys me as a conversation. You did bittul, bittul doesn't work. Chazal said do this track. You want to know why Chazal said do this track? What types of reasons? Because generally you're going to come to eat it. Chazal eradicated bittul. Chazal said this is the track. How to take care of it. This is how you deal with Baal Yiroh. So how do you deal with Baal Yiroh? What do you mean? How can you sit and stare at the kikar there all day long? I won't come to eat it. Who cares? Says, who cares? You won't come to eat it. What about Baal Yiroh? I did. Bittul doesn't work. You have to do bedika. Unless you can tell me a weird zah. That every kikar I have to go check whether I'm going to come to eat it, whether or not they made it to come. That's a weird zah. Lashkas Ghazal says, no, you didn't do bedika. On this kikar, you didn't do bedika. So you tell me a weird zah. You tell me that every kikar I have to go check whether or not there was a takana on that bedika. Maybe. Let's say it was from Yavala. Let's say we'll go with Rashal. So what? But because of that takana, they said it doesn't work anymore. So you tell me, I have to check every time whether there's a Shem Yavala or whether or not the takana kicks in. You say good day. The key goes right here, I understand you, but what about Baal Yiroh by Motzeh? You're not answering my question. You're right, that's it. What about Baal Yiroh by Motzeh? That's what you're saying. I'm right for Baal Yiroh by Motzeh. I'm right for the race. Did I just bittul, bittul doesn't work? I felt like get out of the car, bittul doesn't work. To the ball game. It's very interesting. This kasha perturbed everybody. It's well known, but there was a ruah brings down from a rishon sefer called Elokei Haruchos. There was a ruah Pesachim. But there was a ruah brings down from one of his contemporaries, one of the rishonim. He wrote a pirush on Pesachim called Elokei Haruchos, and Baal Elokei Haruchos addressed this issue. And Elokei Haruchos—that's the name of the sefer. Okay. This Rishon came along and addressed the issue and said that over there on Daf Yud there's no problem by Rav Masi. He addressed the issue. He addressed the kasha. Why not? But since it's out of reach, it's not in your control, and you're not over by Rav Masi. It's only out of my domination that I can't get hold of, I can't access. I'm not over by Rav Motzi. Slowly. I'm going to say big raid now here. You have a Rishon who asked the Kasha, and a Rishon who said the Teretz. Forgive, okay, so that answers the Kasha. It means the normal Chivadikas Chavis, which is to back up by Rav Motzi, doesn't apply over there, because there's no by Rav Motzi over there. So that's why the Kasha on Rashi of what happened to Baal Yiroh by Motzeh doesn't apply, because there's no Baal Yiroh Motzeh over there. So then why do I have to go bring a ladder to Bedikah? Al Shem Yiroh Halachle. What's that Shem Yiroh Halachle? That's not the regular Bedikah's Chometz. That's the Bedikah's Talamo Chometz. That Bedikah, that means if the Teretz of the Avakeh Aruchos is correct to answer Rashi, to negate that Sugi and say that Sugi is not relevant to us because that's not the regular Bedikah's Chometz, because over there there's no Baal Yiroh by Motzeh. If it would be Baal Yiroh by Motzeh, it won't make a difference whether you're going to eat it or you're not going to eat it. But you have the big takana which says bittul doesn't work. You have to take care of Vayirah Matzah only if you're doing bidika. So what do I care? You can eat it, you want it. It doesn't interest me, Bahal. Eating and not eating may be just a reason why they picked A over B, but the Ma'isa today, bittul doesn't work. You have to get rid of it. The answer is says that Lokeh Aruch, says that Arzurah, that was from the early Rishonim. Zokeh Arzurah, there's no Vayirah over there. Tarkeh Hakash, okay. So then why do you have to get rid of it? Because you might come to eat it. But that's not part of the Takana of Bidikas Chametz. Bidikas Chametz is Kadesh Alava Vayirah Matzah. So what's that? It's like we said yesterday, Rishayim Rabbohanan. There's another din of Stam, that if this Chametz is around, you're not allowed to make sure you eat it. By the way, I always ask a question, how do the Gemara know this such a thing? The Gemara took it for granted. That if you have Chametz around, and there's a chash, you're going to come to eat it. You have to go up and get a ladder and get it. Or you don't have to get a ladder. But it has no Shaykh of Bechal. What I'm saying is, I'm proving to you from the Arz of Ruah, Bishayim Delekei Arubah, that Gemara and that view, but has no Shaykh of Bechal Mishnah. Amish is talking about what we call the mainstream Takana Bidikas Chametz. Amish is talking about the mainstream Takana Bidikas Chametz. That's because of Vayirah by Matzah. It doesn't apply over there, Bechal, because if it would apply over there, we couldn't care less whether it's going to fall or not. As I state in the Lekei Aruch and the Arz Ruah to answer Shitas Rashi, which gives us more support for Shitas Rashi so far. Let's go back to 1 second. Rektai says, slowly, look inside. Batam Shechmiru Kant Femi Vishari Suri Ano Shalit Shechul Varo. Rektai says, part 2 of Taisis. Rektai says, why were they more machmer over here than all of the Suri Ano? What's Taisis Kasha? Zokta Masho, Taisis only asks from Yisuri Ano. Stam from Chazer, Taisis doesn't ask. Why not? Because you say, Poshu Deter, Taisis also Ano, it's more stringent. But Taisis asks some things which are Yisuri Ano, why don't you have to get rid of them? And for those who should the Chometz Mutter call Shana of Lainasa, Rak Pesach, Vlay Bidilu, Yenek Adam, Lak Haman, Vlay Dambi, the Basim, Bechol, of all the Bechol, Hakem, Shri Surim, Nair, Gesu, Elam, and therefore people are separate from them. In Nazir, the Marshal Yesk, in Nazir, 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 Fractus Hasemes, Fractus Bochonon, Fractus Hazanish, a very interesting kasha. Taisus in his second stage of Taisus began a new topic. If the Taisus was Bechadish, the reason why he needs to do Bedika Drabonah is Moshachas Bechal to Bayro. It's just the Chum of Shema Yavalach, in fact, Taisus, what about all the other Yisurim? We don't find over there they have to get rid of it. Taisus is a terrorist because over there you don't have to because of Bedilin. Effective Sasemis over here, they ask you to see. Effective Rebbe Chan over here, ask you to see. It's not true. By all other Yisurim, you have to get rid of it. So, first mission in Tumor, I printed it out for you today. Mission says on Amagim of Avez in Tumor, that was on Mamma Kemishi, no? What? What do you say? I'm sorry. Press the wrong button. Yeah. I didn't print out the mission tomorrow. That's what I did. Okay.
What?
Now I'll look it up. Yeah. What is that? I think it was also. It's similar. Yeah. Mission says it tomorrow that flower. Hey, you should look it up. Mission says it tomorrow that flower. Give on my base. He is going under the bus. He's been under the bus his whole life. That's why you got to keep out. What? It's time already, huh? What? You're going to have to camp ready for 20 years. The camp is the bus. I'll talk about it maybe in public a different time. You want to do something? My mind hasn't started to work yet since he came back in his mind. What? Usually I have work to say. I think, well, we're getting there. Listen carefully. Fekta Shasemes, Fekta Kabochon, Amori de Kishayo. Misha says in Tmur Dacham Gimel Mabez that there are two types of Yisuri Hano on the Torah. There's Nikporin and there's Nisrofim. Some of them are burned, some of them are buried. In the entire list in the mission over there, in Tumur Dacham Gimel, the mission lists all the things in the Torah which are sort of, now you can't have them around. Shemi Yolo De Takolo. Some of them are the Raisa, some of them are the Rabbonans. Some of them are buried, and some of them are burned. You can't have them around, you can't keep them around. Fekta Svasemba, Fekta Rabbonan, fascinating question.
I don't understand. It's a kash on Tosis. Tosis says, why is chametz different than all the other yisurim? All the other yisurim. What do you mean? All the other yisurim also need to be. You need to get rid of them. You have to bury them and burn them. That's the effect of Machonim that I printed out to you by the Marmor Kremis, and the effect of Sassimus that I asked you to see inside. Just the same Tosis. Like, the Tosis is kind of a pretty mistake. Tosis begins the whole topic. If the Tosis clarify why he needs to do because chametz and fear, Tosis begins the whole journey. And what about all the other yisurim? Why not all the other yisurim? Effect of Machonim, effect of Sassimus. Sassimus says, but really, all the other yisurim back you have to get rid of. You're not going to keep it around. It's the Mishnah. The Mishnah in Tumor the Hong Gil brings down a list of all the yisurim. Some of them you bury, some of them you burn, but you can't have it around. So what's Tosis saying? It's very interesting. Says Rabbi Hanan, that you're right, of course Tosis knows Mishnah Torah, not Amaratzim like the Eilu here, that if you don't print out the Mishnah, they don't go look it up, right? About the Mishnah Torah, Narvas. About the Mishnah Torah. So what's Tosis asking that Chometz is different? Why is Chometz different? Chometz is not different, Chometz is different. Tosis Kasha was on the Vedika, although we don't find it in, that you have to go look for all these Yisurim, Chometz, we find it in. You have to go look for it. Mela, Zakar B'chonah, and that's what B'chonah printed out for you. That was Tesis Kasha. Tesis wasn't asking why is Chometz different than all the other ones. Chometz you have to get rid of, all the ones you don't have to get rid of. Why are we here with Chayshu Shami Yavala Achloi, and you have to get rid of the Chometz, and over there you don't have to get rid of the Chometz. You have to get rid of it also. Mishnah, you have to get rid of it. All these Yisurim, you have to get rid of because you might need it. Might have enough of it. Shami Yavala. So what's Tesis Kasha? Tesis Kasha was, but why are all these other places that you don't have to go searching for it? Says the Sfasemes, I don't know what you're talking about. And the Sfasemes says, Beremes, first of all, is that how the other one takes the kasha? The Tais says, well, late dummy. The Tais meant to say it's late dummy because over here you need to do a batika and over there you don't need to do a batika. That was his kasha. That's the lesson of the Tais. Should I tweakle the varum? That's the lesson of the Tais. Tais kasha was on the batika and the beer. The lesson of the Tais is the beer. Should I tweakle the varum? That led off a red flag. Let's go to it's a jiggle of arm. You have to get rid of it. All the other ones you have to get rid of. 1 second. So Mohanan says Elisha's lapped Afko. Tosis Kasha wasn't under the varm because the varm they're all equal. Kasha was under the Benika. Comes over to Sasemis and says, I don't know what you're talking about. And I saw a letter from the Chazon Ish. He says it explicitly. He says, I don't understand you. What do you tell me? Kasha was that there's a Chi Bedika here, no Chi Bedika there. He says, I don't understand you. Maybe there's a Chi Bedika all over. He says, let's say a guy knows that he has a house, and inside the house, somewhere in the house, there is possible chalav, maybe. Maybe you have to go hunt down the possible chalav. You shouldn't eat the possible chalav. We don't find that a guy every morning gets up and takes a can of gold, looks at possible chalav, says the Chazon Ish, and so someone speaks out. Yeah, because normal people don't have possible chalav. It's a makom she'ein machnisim by possible chalav. But if you would have a house that you knew Basel Chalav went into, maybe you have to go search it out because Shemi Yavala, who told you not? Because it says you can't go tell me that the Pshat in Tosis was, that Tosis was coming to say, why over here is there a Bedikin over there? Maybe there's a Chibadik over there. Maybe if a guy knows that Klai Yakar Basel Chalav went into his house, maybe he has to go find it in order that he should come to eat it. Where's Zakta Zit? That's the effect of Sasemis. Zakta Sasemis. And why, Taka, don't you have to search every day? It's a Makkah Shemachis Bechamit. Who has in his house Klai Yakar? Who has Basel Chalav? But maybe in Ochanami, Zakta Chazon Ish. So then what says Kasha? Comes back everybody and says, what's this kasha? Bidika, maybe you do bidika there also. There's who says that? Elamai, the kasha was beer. Beer, you do everything. It says, the Sfasem is alam de shavart. And Rabbi Zeno taught us like this also. Tosis kasha was, Tosis knew you do beer. It's Mishnah in Temura. Everybody knows Mishnah in Temura. By the way, the reason why everybody knows the Mishnah in Temura is because Reb Chaim made this Mishnah in Temura famous. I don't know the Reb Chaim either. And then it's happy Amaratz. That's what's beautiful about your Elam. That you don't get depressed. Yeah. They say you have to be avo, amaratzu, ignorant, and happy. The more you get darker, so it's tziruf. It's a lethal tziruf if you leave your amaratzu your whole lives. But they say ignorance is bliss. That's what they meant for someone. Fool's paradise. We don't know. This is the first time I heard in fifth grade. You're laughing. I made this mission to work. We'll talk about Abdallah and Mitzvah Shembar. We learned the time inside where you go from the mission. But you don't know anything. We'll talk about that different time also. Zakta Lomdim Amori de Gazach. Avada all over Zachi of Beer. All these are I have to get rid of. It's in the teeth of heart.
Chometz is different because there's an Isser Shia. You know, every second that goes by, you're over an Isser. You can't hold it for a second. Wasn't to get rid of it. We can get rid of it. Mishnah says you have to get rid of it. Means that there's no clock that's ticking. Yeah, a guy's supposed to call the house. He has to get rid of it. It's not an emergency. You can do it tomorrow also. But not every second you're over. By the way, that's from some of the Poshmash and Tesis. Tesis Kasha was, the Poshmash is by Chometz Chazal or Misakin that you have to get rid of it right away. There's an Isser Shihiyah. There's an Isser not to have it there every second. Now, I want to say Amorita Gazal. Here I go back to what I started with. What's that kapshat, by the way? That's Kachi Balm Rabbi Seinu. That Avadet, I mean, there's a printing mistake. So he says, all the other places, Loi Yitzhiku Levar. The Mishnah says, Yitzhiku Levar. That's the Kasha. So what it says is going on the Bedika. Chazal says, it can't be going on the Bedika. Chazal says, it can't be going on the Bedika. So maybe there's a Chibetika in other places also. So what's Levaro mean? Levaro doesn't mean getting rid of. You have to get rid of all these things. You have to get rid of them. Get rid of them means get rid of it right away. Not even a second. See, here it's very interesting. Bishloim Halei Rashi. I go back to everything we said the whole week. That together, Bedikas Chametz is Shaliyahu by Rabba Masei. And I explained earlier today that it kicks in the Rabbanon Dikah by Yerol, like we said yesterday. So I understand. The Chiyah Bedikas Chametz is backed by Yerol by Masei, which is every second. So I understand that. Listen, all the other Yisurim in the Torah, there's no Isser of having Basa B'Cholah in your house. There's no Isser of having Klein. There's a Chiyah to burn it. I'll burn it. Why? Well, it's convenient. Tomorrow, next day, whatever it is. I'm about to have a Chiyah of Mitzvah, I say to do it. I have to get rid of it. Or the Rabbanon Dikah didn't. But there's no Isser Shihiyah. There's no Isser having it. Stating this Tosfos that the Chiyah Bedikas Chometz through the Rabbanon gives birth to an Isser every second the clock is ticking. Now look, Rashi, it's a lot better. But Rashi, the whole Yisrael of Bedikas Chometz through the Rabbanon is coming to back the Vayirovai Motze. Vayirovai Motze is the clock is ticking every second. The Rashi took care of it, the Rabbanon not. Niflamoid, it's Mamash Niflamoid. According to Tosfos, that it's nothing more than a Gzeir of Shem Yav Alachla, but you took care of Vayirovai. Shteita, some sort of bondizach, that when Chazal went ahead and said, Shama Yavalochla, they said, take care of it this second, and every second the clock is ticking. And every second you're not Peseder, and every second you're not allowed to hold on to it. I'm asking as a kasha. Because that's what Tosfos took on. Where did Tosfos see this? Well, we see it later on. You have to get rid of it right away, by the hour, another few minutes. Peseder. What's the gather exactly? Don't know. But Rashi, it would be a lot easier to understand that there's a value of every second standing behind it, as opposed to all the other Yisurim. The rest of the places we'll finish off quickly on Sunday. It's simple. Two quick announcements. First of all, tonight we're starting the Ali Shur again. I'm continuing where we left off at 8:10 around whenever I come. And we're going to continue our Thursday night gatherings at 10:45. For those of you who are new, it's exclusively for this year. You can give in questions, and I will attempt to say some questions. The most important thing is that Fridays, Mirz Hashem, as I spoke the first day of this man, to use out the time. It's long Fridays. Shabbos is in at 7 or close to 7. You can learn 10, 12 hours on a Friday afternoon. And are you laughing? It's the same laugh of Amarat says they don't know the Rabbanim. It's connected. It's the first cousin of the same laughing. And that's how you say Amarat. But Akoponim is a different topic. Akoponim, use out the time, Rabbi. This work has been graciously enough to begin our 8-hour Friday. What are you giving this week? You made up Friday great, and we're going to continue. What are you giving? There's a lot of new guys. I think you should up the quality and quantity. I think you should give out a couple of times. 1 second. Tomorrow, Ritz Hashem, because some of you unfortunately came late due to unusual circumstances. Besides the Chazar Shia tomorrow, I'm not going to do this every Friday, but tomorrow I'm going to catch up for those who need to be caught up, specifically with the big raid that we said in the round during the week. For those who were here during the week, it will be sometime between 10 and 11. I would say here around 11 based on the average. And then at 11:30 there'll be the shmooze downstairs at -1. The shmooze on Fridays is mandatory, by the way, for those of you who are new.